Still live on air. Is that Jesse?
Yes, it is.
Jesse, good morning. Are you ready to just hop right in?
Let's go for it.
All right, let's do it. Jesse, I've been super excited to talk to you. I've been chatting with you and with Gene, our mutual friend over there at Stamp Paper Scissors, about the Northwoods Benefit Concert, also known as an Evening of Dreams. And Jesse, I'm guessing some people around the Park Falls area and the listening area for 98Q might have heard some whispers on the wind of this, but we're coming up on the event July 25th. Can you tell us about the event itself before we dive in? We'll dive into who Jesse is in just a minute, but tell us about the concert, please.
Absolutely. So the concert is being hosted by Dazzle's Demons, which is a brand new 501c3 nonprofit based out of Rhinelander, and it is supporting adults with cancer and terminal illness all across the Northwoods through three beneficiaries. We have the James Bett Cancer Center in Rhinelander, which serves up to, I believe, eight counties in the Northwoods, and then we have the Seasons of Life Hospice House in Woodruff, which serves, I think, up to six counties, and then Dream Foundation, which is kind of the backbone of this whole mission that we're calling the Northwoods Dream Initiative, and they're a national organization based out of Santa Barbara, California, and they're the only national organization that grants end-of-life dreams to terminally ill adults. When I was 18, they granted my mom's final dream. This is back in 2008, and ever since then, I've wanted to pay it back to them while paying it forward to other Northwoods adults, because they provided me some of my favorite memories of my mom. They sent my family and I to Southern California, and even though she was diagnosed terminally ill, it gave me my favorite memories of her, and she was so happy and ecstatic that whole trip that we were there. And so we decided to host an Evening of Dreams in Rhinelander, Hodeg Park. The Rhinelander Community Foundation put a lot of money invested into Hodeg Park, and it's just beautiful now, and it's a great place to host a concert like this. They have concerts in the park basically every Tuesday in the summertime, but we wanted to step it up a notch, and we're hosting two Nashville country musicians. It's actually 10 days from today, so David Nail and Thompson Square, and they're being supported by two other openers from Wisconsin. We're very excited for it.
Now, that's absolutely awesome, and I love that you've tied in some Wisconsin openers, too. I personally, Jesse, can't believe that Rhinelander is ready for another event on this scale with Grammy-nominated artists coming through. I actually just drove through Rhinelander yesterday, and I saw the recovery efforts from Hodeg still taking place, so definitely a big shout-out due there. But, Jesse, so you mentioned that your mom was helped with her final dream through this. What is Dazzle's Demons? What's the link there?
So Dazzle's Demons started as a snowshoe baseball team. If you're not familiar with snowshoe baseball, it's a pretty popular, very unique sport in Lake Tomahawk. It's been played actually 65 years now there. The sport was actually invented in Rhinelander back maybe 70 years ago in the 1950s, and my grandpa was one of the original players. I'm one of the very, very few third-generation snowshoe baseball players, and we are basically the longest standing opponent or rival, if you will, of the home team, the Lake Tomahawk Snowhawks. They play every Monday night practically in the summertime against a different opponent who tries to beat them. And we've been playing for 21 or so years now. And in order to make this event go the way that it needed to be for the benefit concert, I turned our snowshoe baseball team into a nonprofit earlier this year.
That's absolutely awesome. And not only did you have a good idea, you had some existing resources that I just love the cleverness behind. Hey, here's what we got. Here's a goal that it could be used for. And why not just duct tape them together? And it looks like you guys are off and running. So, Jesse, about the concert, is this completely open to the public, or what's the story there?
So we did get a special use permit. So that makes it a private event that requires a ticket, even though it is on public property. But we're not taking up the whole entire park, although, you know, we would prefer to people buy tickets because we're trying to maximize proceeds for the charities. But yeah, tickets are available through Dazzle's Demon Snowshoe Baseball's Facebook page. We are hosting our platform through Zeppi, which is similar to like GoFundMe. They accept Zeppi charges no fees, no credit card fees, no transaction fees. We have discounted tickets for children. We want this not to be your typical country concert. We want it to be something more intimate, something special, very community driven and family oriented. There's going to be bounce houses, some pretty special ones that we're actually transporting in from kind of far away, so we wanted this to be a special night, and there's a lot other more features of the event that are going to make it more intimate too.
And that word, Jesse, if people haven't been to that kind of thing before, it really is an incredible experience. I don't want to give people any inaccurate expectations, but in similar events in the past, when you've got a smaller crowd, at least relative to the huge festival that it could be, and the artist is there for the cause, you end up with these really cool personal moments where, I mean, it's not the same as just going and seeing the Grateful Dead rock out a show and then move on. Not to knock the Deadheads out there. I know the Grateful Dead are pretty awesome for that. But when there's a cause like that, when there's a unifying thought, you can feel that. You can absolutely sense that in the air, and it creates this, I don't know, it's difficult to describe that precious atmosphere. Do I sound totally crazy, or do you know what I'm talking about?
I exactly know what you're talking about. Another one of the features is we're having sponsors, we're having some of the beneficiaries and just community leaders give short, very short, we don't want it to be long-winded, but short speeches prior to the entertainers introducing them. And we're just trying to have it very much community-driven and, I lost my train of thought there.
Not to worry.
Lost it.
No. Oh, man. If you hang out with me for all of 5 minutes, you'll see me do that two or three times. 98Q Country is ready for a lost train of thought. So I've got a question I'll hit you with. And if you remember where you were going, just let me know. Circle back around. What has been the biggest surprise in the planning process? What was difficult that you didn't expect? What was easier than you expect? What's caught you off guard as you've done this year?
Oh, man, I have a million answers for both of those questions. The prices that these entertainers charge it varies so much, and the entertainers that we ended up with were, and I'm very, very pleased by them, by the way. They're both Grammy nominated. They're both multi-platinum stars. I think Thompson Square's "Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not" at one point was like the number one country song number one country song throughout the country. But there was so many different, because you got to go off of their availability, and the fees range so much. So just who we ended up with the lineup, it was kind of like our fifth different option that we had gone with. It doesn't mean it wasn't a preference. When I realized that we could get both of them on the same day, I was extremely excited. So it almost felt too good to be true.
Well, and that makes sense if you think about it. You know, so many different artists, and they're all people at the end of the day. And I'm sure some of them have agencies that do most of the talking for them, whereas some of them, it's just a guy who wants to be a normal guy. And I bet that shows a little bit. The closest parallel I might be able to draw is my brother and sister-in-law have a bar where they host live music, and he's expressed similar things to me, both directions too. Like, man, I couldn't believe I could get this group here. And man, I couldn't believe that these people weren't available. Basically, when it comes to music artists, make no assumptions. Is that a fair short sentence to land on there?
Absolutely. I remember my train of thought from earlier, by the way.
Hit me.
I'm just going to say that, you know, cancer touches so many people's lives and terminal illness as well. This isn't obviously just for people with cancer, but that is the most common type of terminal illness. But that's why we're kind of excited to get everybody together and just support the community. And this isn't just, you know, the event's happening in Rhinelander, but doesn't mean we're only supporting Rhinelander. That's why we're calling it the Northwoods Benefit Concert and not the Rhinelander Benefit Concert. And just early on in the planning process, when we coined it that name, everybody started asking us what next year was going to look like. And I kind of laughed and told them that, well, let's get through this year first. But there's definitely potential that this event could happen again. It could be a recurring event. And we're not sure if we want to keep it the same theme. We're not sure if we want to keep it in Rhinelander. We want it to be very Northwoods community driven and not just Rhinelander. And on that note, I wanted to say that Dream Foundation, although they are a national organization, they've existed for 35 years. And in those 35 years, they've granted over 35,000 dreams. Over 400 of them have been in Wisconsin. However, I don't even know if there's been 10 that have happened in the Northwoods. So that was one of the main things we wanted to do, is build awareness for Dream Foundation and what a great organization they are. And of that list of 10, one of them is actually from Price County back in 2012. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, no, I see here it looks like there was a gentleman down in Phillips whose family, and they were part of a cover story on the Northwood Star Journal. This has absolutely already been right in our own backyard. But like you mentioned, the Northwoods, the number of people identified who fit the bill. Well, I think we can say that there's probably more people up here who could be served by this group than have been. Like you said, only about 10 or so have been identified. And I doubt it's because of a lack of people who qualify, just a lack of attention to the cause. So I'm super glad we could get you on here this morning on 98Q. Spread the word a little bit on a group of people helping adults who are facing terminal illness. Where can people go, Jesse, if they think they might know somebody who fits the bill here?
You're saying if they want to learn more about Dream Foundation?
Yes, exactly. So sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. So there's dreamfoundation.org, or they can reach out to Dazzle Demons Snowshoe Baseball Facebook page, and we'd be happy to answer any questions or share resources. But definitely go to Dream Foundation's website, which is, www.dreamfoundation.org.
And, of course, you mentioned that the Dazzles Demons, technically Dazzles Demons Snowshoe Baseball, has a Facebook page that's become the launching point for some of this. But, Jesse, while I've got you on air, are you guys looking for any volunteers, assistance? Do you have the opportunity for people to lend a hand with the event, perhaps, if that's a thing?
We do, yes. So we actually created to try to eliminate some of the confusion between the Northwoods Benefit Concert and Dazzle Demons Inc. or Dazzle Demons Snowshoe Baseball, we created a Northwoods Dream Initiative homepage, and the Northwoods Benefit Concert is one of the five pillars of the Northwoods Dream Initiative, and it's all hosted on Linktree. And there's many links on there. That has one link to the Northwoods Dream Fund, which is basically our donation campaign, where the proceeds go directly to, they're split directly between the three causes, and they also can be directed to a specific cause if a donor is more interested in helping either hospice patients, cancer patients, or terminally ill people. And then there's also a volunteer sign-up form, which is for the Northwoods Benefit Concert. And we're actually in the process of switching that over from a Google form to a sign-up genius as we get closer to the event here. We definitely could still use a few more volunteers. There's a variety of roles for the concert as well. And we're trying to find ways to reward our volunteers rather than, there's supporting the cause of free tickets and more.
Brilliant. Well, I will be posting that link to the Linktree page so that people can kind of use it as the jumping off point. I'll basically post a single link that folks, if you click on it, you'll see all kinds of different info and opportunities for you to learn more and dive in a little bit over on our Facebook page. We also archive these conversations so anybody can listen back anytime on 98qcountry.com. But you don't want to wait, because we're talking about next weekend already, Saturday, July 25th at the Hodag Park Amphitheater in Rhinelander. Gates open at 2, music from 3 until 9, featuring Grammy-nominated multi-platinum country stars David Nail, Thompson Square, and some local groups, too, in support of the Northwoods Dream Initiative. Jesse, I consider it a massive privilege to talk to you here in what might be the busiest couple weeks of your life. Why don't we link up, and maybe after the event we'll circle back and talk about how it goes sometime soon here on 98Q.
I would love that. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Gray.
Excellent. Well, it's been great to talk to you, Jesse. You take care, okay?
You as well. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. That is Jesse Robinson, the president of Dazzle's Demons. That's the new nonprofit who has a lot to do with the Northwoods Benefit Concert. I know I'm throwing a lot of new names at you, but we'll break it down for you super easy on 98qcountry.com, where you can listen back to the conversation, and on our Facebook page, where we'll be posting the link that Jesse mentioned. It's basically one link you can click that'll link you to 8 or 10 different sources of information, all on one quick and easy website. If you've ever dealt with Linktree before, you know what I'm talking about. It's basically you click once to find all the info you might possibly need. But hey, I've got a special surprise guest coming up here on Reality Radio as we finish off the morning show. So stay tuned to 98Q.